The top Google search story so far today, Amazon is buying Whole Foods for nearly $14 billion. Amazon has been trying to get into the grocery business. Whole Foods has been struggling, stock dropping. Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, has been watching stories on social media. And Femi, I saw a tweet from Chester Lampkin. Whole Foods groceries will now be bagged in excessive packaging and delivered on three separate days. What else are people saying?
Well, there's a choice, Robin. You can either go serious analysis or snarky humor. Let me start with snarky humor first. A little bit more here from CJ Scalia. He's the author of Enough. He says Amazon is buying Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. That should get them a half a gallon of soy milk and some organic arugula. And then on the more serious side, Matthew Iglesias says, if I ran a supermarket right now, I would be very, very scared of Whole Foods.
Yeah, well, there's that. And before this deal, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos was asking for help on how to give his money away philanthropically. What did people tell him?
Huge response. So he was asking, Jeff Bezos was asking, I want to think of a short-term way to help the world, short-term urgent philanthropy. What ideas do you have? His tweet was retweeted 7,000 times, liked 14,000 times. I was looking for snark, as you normally do on Twitter, but people were giving him some very serious ideas. Sam Sheffer, for instance, says, I can't help but think of the millions of people without food and water around the world. Katja Chor says, why don't you house the homeless, then find them jobs? The richest nation on earth shouldn't have people living on the streets. And then there were reams and reams and reams of ideas from charities linking to their charities, their strategies, their plans. Let me give you a couple. Cure Violence, Meals on Wheels, Save a Child's Heart. So I have no idea who's going to curate all of these ideas, but there are so many for philanthropic ideas that can actually need help and money right now.
Well, now that Jeff Bezos, Amazon might have Whole Foods if the deal goes through, they can surely give food away. And yeah, I'd love to see if maybe somebody does curate those and he listens to them. But I want to spend a couple minutes, Femi, on the rush to help people impacted by this week's horrible tower fire at Grenfell Tower in London. What are you seeing on social media?
Social's really living up to its name. It's a huge community and people were very willing to help and share knowledge and experience. Here's a good example. Working Family Mag was saying, if you want to help the Grenfell Tower survivors, this is what you do. You take clothing, you take your shoes, you take toiletries to St Clement's Church. This is one of the focal points for aid. And then this is an interesting development. Lawyers are offering their services pro bono to the survivors so that they have some legal representation and they're actually giving out their emails, how to get in touch with us. We will represent you for free.
Well, we've reported this week on how because of the regulations in Britain, for instance, they were allowed to have no sprinklers in that building, one set of staircases. The Guardian's reporting today that we talked about how the paneling that was just the cladding that was just put on the building was less fire resistant. The Guardian's reporting that that was a price choice. It was cheaper. Is that kind of protest coming through online?
I'm seeing protest video and protest photographs literally within the last few minutes coming through right now, and a lot of anger. There's a video of Theresa May, the UK's Prime Minister. She's leaving St Clement's Church, and there are angry protests actually charging her car. And then Lucy Sheriff, who has a picture of just throngs of protesters, and here's the quote that she's sharing with Twitter. They build luxury flats for the rich and ovens for us.
Yeah, and this is public housing. But we also want to note, many Muslims in the building and living nearby were awake because this is one in the morning, but they were breaking their Ramadan fast. And they alerted people. I hear they're getting thanks on social media.
And so much love. So in the early morning, before you start your fast as a Muslim, there's something known as suhoor. So it's basically a big breakfast. So you are up basically before anyone else so that you can eat. And then hopefully that will keep you sustained for the rest of the day. So in the very early hours of the morning, there were many Muslims awake in the actual tower and nearby. And they were the people who were knocking on the doors, telling their neighbours, you need to get out now, rushing to help. And there's an outpouring of love and thanks online, certainly for Muslim neighbours, and particularly in the context of the Manchester attacks, the London Bridge attacks in the last few weeks, and the Borough Market attacks, where people who claim to be Muslims were attacking the London community, and Londoners were saying, no, these are what true Muslims are like, and it really is in the spirit of Ramadan, which is of service and helping your fellow man.
We'll look for those online. Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, thank you.
You're so welcome.